guy, but I think it's really cool that he signed with the team, and we have him right now. Reed, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are good. I mean, what does it feel like? A lot of attention on this, but it's a really cool moment. What is it like to be the first player ever signed by the Vegas Golden Knights?
It's crazy. When you grow up as a kid, you never expect things to work out like this. It's pretty amazing, and I'm really glad to be a part of it all.
Well, you certainly, if you're growing up as a hockey player, don't expect to be going to Las Vegas. I mean, that had to be way down on the radar.
Yeah, exactly. That makes things even a little more strange. But as I could imagine, the excitement and the buzz around the city of Las Vegas for a sports team is obviously pretty high right now. And that's awesome. I'm glad to be here for it.
Well, first, I guess the first thing is, have you ever been here?
I have, but back when I was really young. So. I know that I've probably missed out on a lot.
I think so. You'll get to find out all about it at some point down the road, I guess. But one thing we've talked about, with Major League Sports coming here and franchises coming here finally, is what is it going to be like for players to be in the spotlight and have all these things going on in the city? So have you thought that far down the road to how do you kind of manage a professional career and trying to be a professional athlete with living in such a cool town with so much stuff going on?
I haven't tried to get that far ahead, but it comes to mind. And I've always been a dedicated player and person, and I've been raised great by an amazing family, two amazing parents, and I know that when the opportunity comes to play there, I have one goal in mind, and that'll be to play hockey.
It's our first Vegas Golden Knight, just signed the other day. Reed Duke is with Stephen Adam here in Vegas on ESPN 1100. Well, tell people listening right now, what's your background, where you're from, how old you are. Give everyone all the particulars so they get a little more familiar with you.
Yeah, for sure. I was born and grew up in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I'm 21, just turned 21 last month. I was always a hockey player ever since I was 3 or 4 years old, and obviously started to love the game on the outdoor rinks, as I'm sure they're not probably used to down in Las Vegas, but I grew up playing and grew up loving the game in Calgary. Then I moved to Lethbridge, just kind of a small town south of Calgary, to start my junior career, and then was traded a couple of years later to Brandon, Manitoba, which I'm sure people have never heard of. So
No. We have. We were chastised almost the entire interview by Vegas Golden Knights assistant GM, because he owns a team, right? Kelly McCrimmon.
Yeah, exactly.
So we tried to get some info on Canada, and he just kind of laughed at us. He was like, "You guys are clowns."
Yeah, it'll be nice to get Brandon Manitoba on the map a little bit.
So you've already been through at least the beginning of the NHL dream, because you were drafted, right?
I was drafted when I was 18, yeah, but I didn't end up signing with that team, so that's kind of how things have worked out a little bit differently.
Now, why was that? Was that your choice or their choice?
Well, I was drafted by the Minnesota Wild, and they have two years to sign you. And last year during our playoffs, I found out that I wasn't going to sign with them, unfortunately. And it was pretty unfortunate, kind of devastated at that point. But looking back on everything now, it's nothing but a blessing in disguise. And I'm so excited with everything moving forward right now.
Now, what was the blessing? That you got more time to hone your skills?
Yeah, and I was presented with this amazing opportunity with Las Vegas. Looking back on it a year ago, I could have never imagined something as incredible as this opportunity.
So I guess it's got to be exciting, first player signed and all that other stuff that goes with it, but you are joining a franchise that just has no history. So it's like, hey, I've always wanted to be a part of the Vegas Golden Knights. You can't really say that. They haven't been around. So I guess how do you kind of see the opportunity of trying to build something with all these other guys?
Yeah, it's definitely a bit different, isn't it? You know, that's what's kind of cool. I get to be a part of the start of something crazy like this. So obviously, it's not what you would imagine growing up, but I mean, this is definitely a different swing of things. So I'm excited to be a part of this this operation, and you know, I'm really looking forward to every other player that's going to be joining this organization. And this is just one first of many. There's a lot of new things to come to this organization, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what those are going to be.
How much do you plan on kind of following what goes on this offseason with, you know, expansion draft and all that other stuff? Are you going to kind of pay attention and read up on everything, or is it just one of those things like, hey, whoever they bring in, and that's who I play with?
No, I'm so thrilled to, you know, to be into those things. Not just that I'm a part of it, but almost just as a hockey fan as well. I mean, back when I heard what the team was going to be named, it was just cool to kind of see everything unfold the way it has been. So no, I'm definitely excited to see how the expansion draft is going to work out and what's going to come of that.
What kind of a player are you? What can people expect to see from you on the ice when they see you?
I'm a good two-way forward. I have really good skills, good stick handling abilities. I would view myself as a pass-first player, although I love to score goals just like anybody does, and I'm a good skater as well. So I think you know, I have a lot of things to work with, and you know, it's always nice to fill your toolbox as much as you can moving on to pro.
He's our first Vegas Golden Knight. Reed Duke on the horn with us. Are you a social media guy?
Yeah, I try not to be too much, but I have Twitter and Instagram, so I think it's just kind of something neat to you know, to have once in a while and maybe look through, but don't try to stay too focused on that. But no, I think it's something interesting and fun to have.
What do you like more, Twitter or Instagram? I'm older, so I like Twitter. I don't get the whole Instagram thing. What do you like? What do you like?
I'd have to say I was Twitter definitely at the start, but in the last little while I've kind of grown onto Instagram a little bit more. But you know, they both serve their own purposes.
Like, what's on Instagram? What you got? Crazy pictures of Brandon? What are you putting up there? Because my problem with Instagram is I feel a lot of pressure because I live in Vegas.
Yeah.
So if anyone follows from outside the market, I'm like, I got to nail it with pictures, and then I'm like, I'm kind of boring.
Exactly. That's, you know, I don't post. I might post maybe two or three pictures a year, so you shouldn't expect too much from me.
Come on now. You got to get more active. You're our first, you know, major league athlete. Embrace this now.
Yeah, it's just nice to see what your friends are getting up to. You know, Twitter's a bit different for news and things like that, but
sure.
Twitter's fun to see everything that's kind of going on with your friends and family as well.
Now, where are you on Twitter? What's your handle?
My Twitter handle is rduke96.
What a nightmare. You should have your own name.
Oh, well. It's,
you don't have...
It works.
You have such a great name, but I just noticed at Reed Duke is... I don't. We got to do some background on this guy.
He's a Magic the Gathering player, I believe.
Oh, he's just some... He looks like some nerd, and now...
Yeah, he plays Magic.
Now he's complaining that everyone's hitting his account up. He's got 30,000 followers. Like, dude, if it wasn't for the real Reed Duke, you'd have nothing.
I saw that. I think that's kind of a funny coincidence.
Would you like us to harass him on your behalf so that he drops it and you get your full name?
No.
Come on now.
I'm good with it.
We'll do it. This is all I can't. Like, you get a chance to fight on the ice outside of getting punched in the face at Las Vegas bars. Like, I need somewhere to fight, so I'm ready to go in for you. Come on now.
That's awesome. Appreciate that.
Okay.
I just followed you. Now, don't, if you do check out anything I've posted, don't be intimidated, because I did go over to T-Mobile a couple weeks ago and took some shots, and I went high stick side on the goalie. No problem. It was an easy goal. Now, I can't skate, but don't be intimidated. I'm not coming after your job or anything.
That's great. That's good to hear.
Skating, not a prerequisite, right? I can still play if I can't skate.
Hey, if you're going stick side or glove side, I'm sure you're doing fine.
Nice, that's good. No, we do look forward to people following you and tracking your journey. You got to step up the Twitter game a little bit, or the Instagram game, so everybody can know about the journey as we progress.
Well, now we want to follow you, so with the, we want to see what's going on in Brandon and elsewhere. So, time to deliver, man. We want to learn more about you. By the way, did they give you a jersey yet, just so that you could have a collectible?
No, they haven't yet. I didn't really expect anything like that. I'm still with the Brandon Wheat Kings right now, and I'm excited to go on our playoff run here. So just trying to stay focused as I can here with my team right now. And when my season's over, I'll move on to Las Vegas, hopefully. But as of right now, just focus on the Brandon Wheat Kings.
All right, good deal. Well, congrats on the honor of being the first. You're basically a trivia answer for the rest of your life. I hope a lot more comes out of the NHL career than just being a trivia answer, but we appreciate a couple minutes, and when you arrive in Vegas after the season, we'll look you up, and we'd love to have you come in, okay?
Oh, awesome. It'd be my pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.
There you go.
Thanks, man.
Seems like a nice kid. Hey, he's 21.
We've got to beat that out of him.
What's that?
The niceness.